So far, we have finished the first round of the dialogue. There are some political parties that refused to be around the table, and there are those who are now trying to have another dialogue, not even in Guinea, but outside of the country. And that is not accepted, not only by the other political parties, civil society organizations, but also by the authorities like the government and the junta.
Sidya Touré is out of the country. We hear that Selou Darlene Diallo is also out of the country. What is happening to you, the opposition politicians? Do you think this probably is a deliberate attempt by the military to cancel you, the politicians, thereby making it easier for Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya to run for president unopposed?
No, that's not the case, because first, the junta has stated clearly that at the end of this transitional period, no one of them, no member of the government, and no member of the transitional legislative body will run for office. So from my point of view, we don't need to worry about that. And as far as the dialogue is concerned, we are the one who asked for the dialogue. But you name some leaders that are outside of the country, but their political party are in Guinea. Now, as far as the dialogue is concerned, the dialogue is between political parties, political coalitions, and civil society organizations. Let's say a party like mine, I am actually in North America. If there is any need of dialogue in Guinea, my party is not going to be absent just because I am not there. And even being here, if I want to participate, we are not in the 18th century, no. We are in the 21st century with all the technology. If those leaders want to participate in the debate, no matter where they are, in Japan, in China, in France, Africa, they can directly participate.
So Selou Darlene Diallo came second in the last election to Alpha Condé. Sidya Touré is a former prime minister. How come these people are out of the country and you are still there?
Look, it is not the junta that sent those people outside of the country. As you said, I am there, and you have many other political leaders there. And I don't think they are prevented from living in the country. If somebody say, okay, Dr. Faya is in America, there is a dialogue. The dialogue has to be suspended or as long as he is outside of the country. The country cannot be run that way. That's why we respect, you know, for everybody to be around the table, because we are actually building the foundation of our institutions. It is in the best interest of the country to have everybody on board. And that is exactly what the junta has been doing.